Hank, on the line with us is the voice of the Phillies on radio most of the time and yesterday on TV as well, the great Scott Fretzky. Hi, Scott.
I'm doing great, Angela. How are you?
Scott, I just got to start with that because I was listening to Pat do your gig yesterday, and
yeah,
he sounded really good. I'm thinking your parents maybe were involved in performing and broadcasting, something like that.
No. You know, my dad loved radio. He was involved with radio a long time ago and loved baseball. So those are two that that are certainly connected. But to call him a performer, I wouldn't go there. He was a lifelong IBM employee is what he ended up being.
All right. So, Scott, when you were a little kid, did you always want to do this?
No. No. I wanted to, for a while, I wanted to be a writer is what I thought I was.
Yeah,
I wanted to be, I mean, when I was in college, I thought that's what I was going to do. I was going to be a sports writer.
You made the right decision. That's a dying art right now.
I don't know about radio either, but whatever.
How did you end up radio instead of television?
I really liked the radio. I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong. At a certain point in my life, I would have taken whatever job had come my way, but because you're just trying to get a job and you're trying to get a foothold in the business, which obviously is so competitive. But I always really liked doing radio. I that's how I grew up sort of taking in the game was on radio. Two great guys that I listened to a lot in Texas that I admired a great deal. And one of them I got to know very well and I'm still friends with to this day. So, I don't know. There's a lot of freedom in it. It's me. I think it suits me a little better than the others.
Well, I'm really curious because I heard you do TV yesterday. It was not a good game, but you were terrific as always. Scott, what went into the decision for you to take a stab at TV yesterday and Pat do the radio?
I don't know. It's just something I've kind of kicked around, and it's not something I want to do. I don't think I want to do long term or anything like that. I thought it'd be interesting. It'd be a fun challenge. And, Murph always did that for years and Murph not doing it now. I thought, hey, I'll just throw my hat in the ring and see what they say. And it was fun. It was, one of those things where I don't know if there'll be other opportunities in the future, but, I have no desire to leave the chair I've got in the radio booth, that's for sure. So I'll keep that as long as they'll let me have it.
All right, Al, I have a theory. I'm going to Al here for a second.
All right, what
Scott.
Is it?
Fransky heard what Romo and Brady are getting. And he went, whoa, hold on.
That's probably true.
I can do that. All right, Scott, what's the difference? Tell us. I mean, I was trying to listen yesterday to figure out how it's different. How different is TV from radio when you do it a baseball game? And did you pull off what you wanted to do yesterday in doing that?
Well, I guess I'd probably have to go back and listen to it, watch it again to know whether I pulled it off or not. I think that, I mean, there's obviously a big difference in a lot of the little things. The, giving the score all the time, giving the count all the time, saying, what the pitches are all the time. Because so much of that is given to you visually, right? It says on the screen what the score is. It says what the count is. It says what the actual pitch is. Like, you don't even need to – it tells you it's a slider or a changeup or a fastball or whatever. So I think, part of that is if I just sit there, I found myself just sitting there watching the game, and I immediately go back to all those things mechanically that I feel like I'm supposed to do. How many outs are there? How many runners? What are the runners on base? That's the stuff you have to keep giving a radio audience, which you don't have to do on TV. So that I think that's the biggest thing, because I think that ends up being like, people are watching and they say, yeah, we got it, Scott. There's a guy on second. The little dot tells us that, right?
I didn't hear you doing that, Scott. It was seamless to me. The only problem I had was that it was a 3.5 hour game with 2 runs scored. It was very slow. Is the game slower now than when you started with the Phillies?
I'd say probably so. I mean, there's, you have games like that yesterday. Those will happen. right? Those happen every so often. And those happened in 2006 when I started. Maybe they weren't quite as frequent, I'd say that. I'll say this, you know, in talking to Pat McCarthy, and, of course, he's watching those games at AAA with the time clock, and he sat with us in the booth the night before. He sat with Stocker and I just hanging out and watching the game. And two, 3 innings into the game, he said, it's 100% noticeable the difference in the speed of the game right now. Because of the time clock at AAA. He said it is moving so much faster at AAA than it is right here. Well, and, you know, him being able to sit and watch it was a big deal. And I don't know if he talked about that yesterday or not, but probably would have been a good opportunity the way the game was moving yesterday.
All right, let me get to a couple of Phillies questions. How much – I mean, we thought we were getting a lot more offense, Scott, than we did, than we've gotten so far. 10 games, one run or none. What is it, the last four games, is it not having Harper? What are you seeing here that is not happening that we thought would happen?
It's really hard to figure out. I mean, obviously missing Harper the last few days is a big deal, it's given the way he was hitting. So that's a big deal. It's weird because they have these big games, right? 9, 10 runs, 8 runs. They've actually consistently scored more than 4 runs, you know, a fair number of times. When you look at the league, what's happening across the league, I mean, offense is down across the league. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground, you know. It's either they score 8 or they score 1 or none, right? Yep. And there's not that consistency or middle ground where they're just, you know, putting up 4 or 5 runs each night. And I haven't found anybody that can put a finger on why that is. Obviously, you know, a guy like Kyle Schwarber has really struggled. JT Realmuto has really struggled. Nick Castellanos is off to a good start. He's, you know, trailed off of late. Reese has run hot and cold, and sometimes that's the way it goes. We certainly know that about Reese. When he gets super hot, he's awesome to watch. And when he gets cold, he gets cold. And it takes a while sometimes for him to get out of it. So, no doubt the loss of Harper makes a big difference, but I can't really put a finger on it or find anybody else that can put a finger on why this team has struggled so much offensively to this point.
Scott, one last thing. We are all in awe of what a great job you do. You're just an amazingly talented broadcaster.
Angelo, it ain't that hard.
Hold on. It's hard. When it's 2-0 in 3.5 hours, that's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking, Scott. You're just awesome at it.
I'm telling you, just about anybody who does this on a regular basis could learn how to do it. I really think if you're given the opportunity, you just get the reps, you can do it.
Wow.
Why don't you come do it?
No.
Before you retire, why don't you come do it? Do it. Just get in the booth with Larry and I and. You could.
I would be too critical. I would go nuts.
He works with LA.
LA has. LA. No, I would. They would. The Phillies would ask me to leave.
No, they wouldn't.
I'm very. You know, Scott, you don't want to. I would be thrilled to do that, and I would be happy to. And I know Cindy's been trying to put something like that together.
Here's the deal. You wouldn't have enough time to be critical. You just have to, because you have to give the score, you have to do play by play.
All right, listen. All right, hold on. Play number one back there. Scott, let me give you an example of why this wouldn't work, all right?
Okay.
This is just a little bit of what was going on in the ninth inning with you and Ruben Amaro yesterday.
The 1-1. And that's outside. Last time the Phillies scored 3 or fewer runs in a 3-game series.
That had been a long time ago.
Right, well, last time it happened here, I'd be screaming, when's he going to throw the next pitch? Hurry up!
Kind of amazing after all the firepower he showed
Scott,
on the West Coast.
You know what, Scott? If you want to do it, I will be happy to do it. We'll pick a day game and I will do it. But you're going to regret this. All right? You're going to regret, Scott, you're going to regret this. And have LA with me so that he, like, he's physical
so
and throw
can
me
make
out.
You sound, so he can make you sound positive?
Yeah. See what I told you? I told you it was great. Scott, we love you, man. Great job as always. And I hope everybody embraces every word from this guy because he's one of the all-timers. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk with you all.
Scott Fransky.
Oh, and-